The legal profession stands frozen in time while technology transforms every other industry around it. In Tomorrow's Lawyers, Richard Susskind delivers a wake-up call that has become required reading at Harvard Law School. The legal world will transform more radically in the next two decades than it has in the past two centuries. While most lawyers seek comfort in continuity, the future promises discontinuity, a fundamentally alien legal landscape where traditional models collapse and new opportunities emerge. For aspiring lawyers, the message echoes hockey legend Wayne Gretzky's advice: skate where the puck's going, not where it's been. The comfortable, traditional legal career path is vanishing, replaced by something both more challenging and more exciting. Are you prepared to practice law in a world that doesn't yet exist? Three unstoppable forces are reshaping legal services: the More for Less Challenge, liberalization, and technology. The More for Less Challenge creates an impossible triangle for in-house legal departments: reduced headcount, 30-50% cuts in external spending, and increased workload. Small businesses often operate without proper legal guidance due to costs, while individuals face limited access to justice. Only the very rich or very poor can afford it. This represents a permanent structural shift, not a temporary downturn. Liberalization is breaking traditional monopolies, led by England and Wales's Legal Services Act, allowing non-lawyer ownership and external investment in legal businesses. This has sparked entrepreneurship through stock market listings, private equity investment, and retail brands entering legal services, a trend likely to spread globally. Technology presents the most dramatic transformation. With 2.2 billion internet users and cloud computing making information universally accessible, law firms face unprecedented change. By 2020, desktop computers will match human brain processing power, while systems like IBM's Watson demonstrate AI's potential to solve legal problems, not just retrieve information. The challenge extends beyond automation to reinventing legal practice itself. The traditional law firm model, where equity partners profit from junior lawyers' 2,000-plus billable hours, has created substantial wealth, with partners earning over $1 million yearly. But this model is crumbling under client pressure. As Susskind's daughter remarked when offered an hourly wage, "Well, I'll take my time then." This system rewards inefficiency. No other service still charges primarily by time rather than value. Alternative fee arrangements have disappointed, delivering only 10% cost reductions versus the 50% cuts clients seek. Most remain based on hourly calculations without fundamentally changing how firms work. Two strategies can address the More for Less challenge: efficiency and collaboration. The efficiency strategy reduces core legal costs as clients resist paying high rates for routine work. The collaboration strategy proposes shared costs for common legal services, such as banks collectively funding compliance tools across jurisdictions. The message is clear: survival requires not just different pricing, but different ways of working. Most lawyers view their work as uniquely tailored, though few legal problems are truly unique. This mindset often perpetuates inefficient practices, especially with hourly billing. Legal services evolve through five stages: bespoke, standardized, systematized, packaged, and commoditized. While most lawyers use templates for standardization, systematization employs workflow automation. Packaging makes expertise available through online licensing, while commoditization offers legal work freely or cheaply online. This evolution reduces costs, increases pricing certainty, and improves efficiency. Document assembly systems exemplify this, generating customized documents in minutes instead of hours. Services like LegalZoom demonstrate how legal services can reach underserved clients. Clients now have multiple sourcing options beyond traditional internal-external choices, including insourcing, offshoring, outsourcing, crowdsourcing, and computerization. The future emphasizes multi-sourcing, matching tasks with their most efficient delivery method. Even complex litigation can be broken down into components like document review, research, strategy, and advocacy. Most top litigators excel in only two or three of these elements. This evolution isn't about diminishing expertise, but delivering it more efficiently. Tomorrow's successful lawyers will balance truly bespoke work with standardized processes that improve accessibility while maintaining quality. At least 13 disruptive technologies are transforming legal services, creating opportunities while challenging traditional providers. Automated document assembly systems generate customized documents through user prompts in minutes. Mobile connectivity has created expectations of constant lawyer availability, while the electronic marketplace now includes online reputation systems and legal work auctions. E-learning has shifted legal training to interactive, just-in-time tools. Online guidance systems provide direct legal advice, and legal open sourcing enables mass collaboration on public materials. Workflow and project management systems function as automated checklists, challenging traditional hourly billing. Technology-assisted review now handles document review in major litigation more efficiently than junior lawyers. AI-based problem solving represents the next frontier. Systems may soon analyze problems in natural language, assess fact patterns, and provide advice through computer-simulated voice. The transformation of legal practice through these technologies is inevitable, with only the pace and scale of change in question. The traditional law firm pyramid is shrinking, with firms evolving toward either partner-heavy models with outsourced routine work or developing internal alternatives like paralegal teams and offshore facilities. New partners now actively seek guidance about their firm's futures, unlike the complacency of past decades. With many firms' profitability peaking in 2006, radical transformation has become essential. Firms like ClearSpire, Radiant.Law, and Riverview Law showcase successful alternative models, maintaining profitability despite lower fees through reduced overheads, remote work, flexible resourcing, and strategic use of technology. While complex legal work will still require expert advisors, new roles are emerging. Legal knowledge engineers organizing legal materials, legal technologists bridging law and IT, and legal hybrids combining legal expertise with other disciplines. The field now includes specialized positions like legal process analysts, project managers, ODR practitioners, management consultants, and risk managers focused on prevention rather than resolution. The legal market's incremental revolution unfolds in three stages: denial, yearning for pre-2007 abundance, resourcing, identifying routine tasks for alternative delivery, and disruption, technology displacing traditional methods. By 2035, the legal profession will transform from a one-to-one, print-based advisory service to a one-to-many, internet-based information service. These changes will be pervasive and irreversible. Legal education remains focused on training 20th century lawyers rather than 21st century professionals. The traditional model of training junior lawyers through routine work is failing as clients resist paying high rates for process-based tasks. The law exists to serve society, not sustain lawyers' livelihoods. Tomorrow's lawyers must become responsible custodians, identifying where lawyers are truly needed while embracing alternative service delivery methods. Unlike their predecessors, tomorrow's lawyers have the opportunity to shape the next generation of legal services. The future isn't predetermined, it's waiting to be invented. The new generation must forge new paths for this crucial social institution. The choice is clear: cling to outdated models or help create tomorrow's legal services. The transformation is already underway. Will you be there to meet it?